For the past 75 years, Texarkana's opulent Perot Theater has thrilled audiences with world-class live talent, ranging from Will Rogers to Wynton Marsalis. Ironically, the theater almost was built without a stage at all. During the 1920s, the Sanger Amusement Company hired New Orleans architect Emil Weil to design a neo-Renaissance-style theater, but only for motion pictures. However, Texarkana was a regular rail stopover for top stage acts. Sanger gave in to public demand and built a lavish 1,600-seat facility. It offered box seats, an orchestra pit, and dressing rooms for live shows, plus projection equipment, a large screen, and a pipe organ to accompany silent films. When talking pictures became the rage, Sanger changed its name to the Paramount and for more than four decades showed first-run films, including several world premieres. Business eventually declined, but in the late 1970s, the city of Texarkana bought the theater. Architects Bell, Klein, and Hoffman of Austin led the restoration. Texarkana natives H. Ross Perot and his sister Betty helped make the project possible with an $800,000 donation. Betty Perot also worked with the restorers to ensure that the effort recaptured the theater's royal blue and gold leaf splendor. The theater was renamed in honor of the Perot's parents, both lifelong Texarkana residents. It reopened in 1981 and is listed in the National Register of Historic Places. A massive chandelier from Dallas's old Baker Hotel, magnificent plasterwork, and rare Wilton wool carpeting loomed in London, now grace the $2.4 million showplace. The lobby's mirror, ticket booths, showcases, and marble floors are original. The pipe organ and the pipes also will be reinstalled. Today, the Perot Theater has come full circle, hosting 6 to 10 top touring shows each season.